Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Last week we considered fueling the fire through joy. Praise the Lord. I think it's just great that we continue fueling the fire. Praise the Lord. Because the thing about anointing in Psalm 24, is not that you are not anointed. In Psalm 24 verse 1, can we have the scripture? It said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 2. It said, for he has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Praise the Lord. And he talks about he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Next verse. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Go on. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob's seller. Praise the Lord. So the issue about the anointing is not that you don't have it. In fact, if you read 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, the reason I'm saying that the issue is not about the fact that you don't have it or not. He said that, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. So, say, I have an unction. Say, and I'm excited that I'm anointed already. You have to say it too. Say, I'm excited I'm anointed. And I have an unction. I have an unction. So, you already have the unction. There is oil on your life. There's oil, anointing inside of you. Why? Because Jesus Christ himself is residing inside of you. And the anointed one being in you makes you anointed. Praise the Lord. So we are already anointed. The issue in Psalm 24, as we read, is that every Christian is anointed and any Christian can be anointed. Please, Psalm 24, as I'm talking, follow the scriptures with the talk. It said, verse 2, it says that, for he has founded it upon the verse 3. And he says that, he said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He's asking a question. And who shall stand in his... So, as for being anointed is ascending to the hill of the Lord. Being where God has placed you. But that one is given. But to stand there is the main problem for many people. To stand where Christ has secured for you is a challenge to many of us. So it's not about whether you are anointed or you'll be anointed or blah, blah. We are all anointed. It's just that not too many people maintain the anointing. People get anointed and lose it. And when the anointing is going, it goes small, small. We call it oil leakage. You would think that the oil is on ground. You will not know until the engine just crashes. We go and say, oh, it's an oil spillage. So when the oil is leaking, it leaks small, small. And there are things that will make the oil get leaked or contaminated. Ecclesiastes talks about the art of apothecary. That's the art of making the oil. And he says that when that is happening, don't allow any fly to go in there. That's why sin is a danger to the anointing. The functionality of the oil. Are you here? So some things can contaminate the oil. Some things can make the oil leak. Some people drive rough, rough. So sometimes the oil tank can just have a challenge. The oil tank can just, and most women don't care when they are driving. Maybe some may drive. Maybe a minimum. Every answer can I say? You couldn't be going question now. What pie, baby? Maybe answer, we're just driving. One time one woman just dealt with their family car like that, and then the husband went, and the husband said, "I don't understand. I can drive this car for a long time. Nothing will happen. She drives 1 week, but we'll go to the workshop." They say, "I need no car worry, no. Pepe." So there are things that will crack your oil tank. Last week we talked about bitterness as one of those things that can make you start leaking the anointing. Ask somebody, why do you want to eat poison for somebody to die? That's the definition of bitterness. Bitterness is swallowing poison and expecting somebody else to die. So please tell somebody, spit it out, spit it out, because nobody is dying when you swallow the poison. Please, you are a doctor, come and use my microphone and talk. Dr. Baba, clap for Dr. Baba here. Have you treated someone who has been poisoned before? Maybe food poison, whatever, blah, blah. Have you treated someone like that before?
Maybe mild food poisoning.
Mild food poisoning. Have you seen anybody in the hospital who has died eating poison or getting maybe bitten by a poison or something, and then somebody died in the house or in the next ward? Have you seen some before?
No, please.
So when somebody hurts you, when you keep the hurt, you are eating the poison, and in your heart, nyambe tianeka, ontio piaka, ontio biaka, yami nyako tebia mobia. Intino esho musa me fancha no dame ube wo. You will die. Nobody is going to die. You are the ward. They are treating you. Nobody will die in the house for you. No, you that swallow the poison, no? You are the one that will die. And panana wa kuma. Hey. Cha waria kakra e kasi ebe waria yan wari no. Unana wa kuma. Hey. They say, hey. And the pastor will cry, "Baba, you just go back with Andrew and my boy." See what coming once I mean to me, Jina no cry. Catch up, we said, be calming down and be steady. Please take your seat. I heard somebody saying, "Anna Pastor, where am I entering now, Anna?" Yeah, Semba nya betre, why? Yeah, Semba nya betre. Semba nipa ne bede. So, the issue with the fire is that it can be smoldered. It can be extinguished. There are fire extinguishers. And if you don't want your fire to go down, there is a way to maintain the fire. One of the ways to maintain the fire is to follow the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is to do what? Come on now. Is to do what? Follow the Lord. Now, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, we see that Jesus is the epitome of the anointing. And Hebrews is talking about Jesus. He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." There is a weight in the spirit that can temper with your race. And he says that it comes in many forms. Now you will find out that he said, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin." So the weight is not necessarily sinful. There is the sin that doth easily beset us. Maybe it's an addiction, something you are not, it's sinful, but it's something that you are not able to get over it easily. That one is there. But it says that the real thing that is, the things that are affecting your race in life, sin is not the only thing. There are also, you know, associates of sin, which you may not really call sinful. And that's where I believe strongly that alcohol can be one of those things. Yes, but they say we shouldn't talk about it in church, so we won't talk about it. But you can drink alcohol and forget your time of prayer. It's a weight. You know, if somebody said, "Into me, yeah, master, man. If I have Christ, let me hear master, man. Me call hell, and me nim." But I know that it's a weight, and the Bible says that don't do it. Hello. So there are some things, they are not necessarily sinful, but they are a weight on the anointing that Christ has given you. And if you give those things chances in your life, they will drain all the fire out of your life. They will quench the fire out of your life. Hello? So wait. You have to be careful about wait. I know people who have lost their flight just trying to sort out their weight. They can't easily let go. Which one should I take out? Which one should I take? Which one? Boarding away. Then you have to go and buy a new ticket. Meanwhile, in Tyria, one or two being Kawujaya. The ticket is going to crowd to me to double that. So people don't easily set aside weight. And sometimes, consuming certain things can become a weight. News. Consumption of news. Movies. Social media is a major way too. Very major. Hey, I'm praying that God will deliver me. Am I the only person who needs deliverance in this place? God will deliver me. You can see that husband and wife, we are in bed now. Everybody is on the phone. Charlie, we need deliverance. Oh, I'm the first person to be delivered. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. God, deliver pastor, deliver pastor. God, deliver pastor. I wonder. Fine woman by your side, you are watching phone. Hi, these people can understand my preaching. God bless all of you here. Fine, man. You are just watching phone. It's a weight. But let's talk about some of the things that are spiritual weights that can really, really disturb you. We talked about bitterness the last time. Anger can be one of those things. Are you here? Sadness. Sadness is a whole topic we should be talking about. This year, pray for me. I think I will be able to teach on sadness. Anger and sadness. I rehokum sus. Sadness. Kai. Sadness can break your spirit more than demons can break your spirit. Hannah's spirit was crushed because she was overwhelmed with sorrow. And there's a dimension of sadness that the thing would just, it's like the algorithm, the AI will pick it. Who's a picky? A picky sana. Bible calls it the spirit of heaviness. They say it's moved from the natural to a dimension where a spirit now begins to exploit you because there is something there that it can latch on and disturb you with. Baby, no, you can't control your mind again. Even if you want to take your mind off it, and once it debi, yanye juma. That's when some people become depressed and all of that because we don't know how to let things go. You know, so you are packing all these things there. So when all these things are happening, they can be a weight on your life. But look at what Jesus did. The next verse, please. It says that, but looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This is Jesus' example. He said, look unto Jesus, emulate, copy. Copy Jesus. Look at that word looking there means that copy Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Not just focusing on him, but copy him. Learn from him. The author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Jesus was here to encounter the cross, which is the picture. picture of shame and curse at the same time. He says that one of the key reasons why he was able to go through the cross, which is a representation of sin and curse, and also a representation of shame, is that he saw the joy that was set before him. So that even in the midst of the cross, in the midst of the sin, in the midst of the shame, the joy he saw sustained him to go through it. When you lose joy, it is difficult to fulfill your assignment whole. Please, don't take what is happening here tonight. You may finish the assignment, but you may not end up being whole. Some people finish the assignment fully damaged, partially damaged, somehow damaged. But you see, the fulfillment of the assignment should bring you maximum satisfaction and bring you to a place where you say, I am whole. But if you are not careful, you will finish the assignment and you are damaged. Hey, he said, learning from Jesus, he said, learn that there is a joy set before you, and that joy should be able to help you to. The first active word there is to endure. Is to what? Endure. I don't know why your mother and father took you to school and you don't want to look at English. Why? The joy was set before him to endure the cross. One of the reasons why you lack stamina, emotional stamina, spiritual stamina, physical stamina, is because you don't see joy and you don't seek for God's joy in your life. And mostly, you will not have the joy before you enter the matter. You enter the matter and you need to borrow the joy that is ahead in the matter before you get to the destination. The joy is always at the destination. Joy comes in the morning. So if joy comes in the morning, what do I do in the night? But you really need the joy in the time of sorrow. And so you should have a spiritual mind that will make you travel into the future, collect the joy, and come and manage yourself in the midst of the trouble. Nobody is bringing you joy in the midst of the trouble. You have to go into time and see what is on the table for you. Anytime you are seeing cross, you are feeling shame, you are feeling any kind of being despised and all of that, know that one of the first things I need is stamina, endurance. Are you here with me at all? And to get that endurance, there are a couple of things you need to put together. One of the critical things that should be on ground is joy. Boy, if joy is not on ground, most of the prayers you pray in the midst of the storm, in the midst of sin, curse, and shame, they just become very emotional stuff. It doesn't hit the realm. Are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? I want to preach this now, but you have to encourage me. You know it's a midweek. Please encourage me to preach this message. Oh, I should give you the microphone to preach. Please encourage me. Am I doing okay? Yes, sir. You need to go and say tap into joy. Tap into joy. Tap into joy. If you be able to endure the cross and despise anything shameful, I'm telling you, shame, especially imaginary shame, is killing many people now than hypertension, cholesterol, malaria. That's number one killer. I don't know if he's still leading. Somewhere, somehow. That, you know, you are there and you feel shame that I'm not married. You feel shame that I don't have a child and I'm a minister. How would the people see me? Who cares? Who comes to church? That as I'm preaching right now, somebody is sitting there thinking that, ain't he had anything on yet? Like, who thinks like, have you ever thought like that before? Why do you think that people will be thinking like that? But you see, the mind can really play on you. That as you are working for the Lord, you'll be thinking that people are thinking that, why does he not have a job? Or I didn't think that maybe I'm penal. Really?
As if when we are in the presence of God, we see Jesus. Oh, Jesus is our focus. You dear Kai. Yeah, we are Kai said, oh, Grana, we do now. But shame can really saturate your mind to the point that when you are functioning even for God, you try to imagine what people are imagining, which may not be the reality at the time. And that can impact you so much that you will not be fruitful. And that's why your mind level is Satan's playing ground. When the Bible talks about imaginations in high places, stronghold, Satan wants to create a picture on the mental plate inside your head. So, and that picture can be very difficult to clean. So difficult to clean. And it gives you pictures, pictures, pictures. Every time Satan will be shopping at your mental mall. Mental, when he sees that you are about to peek, then he just bring you the picture. Hey, 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 hey. Hypocrite. Hey. The Bible said, let he that stole steal no more. We are so pitcher, who man, who me so I say, hey, I come from, ma, hey, now you say, a German, we are hypocrite, we are Chinese, we are spiritual, we are German, we are 60. Yeah. That's why Satan is called the accuser of the brethren. Am I preaching this thing here? Why do so many people don't have joy? Because a lot of people believe they come from cursed families. The cross is there. The cross is the curse. And I'm fighting to break the curse. You can't break any curse. You can't fight any curse. Christ has already fought the curse for us. Upekondoto. And doing strategic spiritual warfare. Breaking the curse. Hey, 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 hey. Look at someone say, hey, 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 hey. If you follow breaking the curse, won't all your life, you know, you will not even start life. When I was living Cape Coast, Pastor Nee was one of those pastors that I trained when I was there. You know, I was nurturing. And then, so he was one of those people to take over from the services I used to do at Victory Bible Church, miracle service all night. So, you know, as part of the training and the prophetic, we used to pray a lot. I used to teach a lot on demonology, breaking curses, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, just about the time when I was about to leave, I just started just venturing into other spaces that were more of, you know, the foundational principles of Christ, you know. Then once a while, but he really loved the breaking curses side. So when I was leaving, one of the things I told him, I said, let this one, I put it aside. And once a while, so no, Poppy, he said, then he went and bought prayer ring. Then he said, you see that one, when you are preaching and you are praying, it's very powerful. Do you understand? I said, me? Uber bro. I'm preaching, and of course, that in the ministry, you know, emphasis in the church, I said, bonichi. Bonichi, and offer me. When he called me, he said, Poppy, it's not working. I said, where do I care? Sinu preacher, and I'll go so preach. Say, it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. He said, Uber brach. Because you can't pay for one thing twice. What Christ wants us to do is to enforce our victory over the curse. So don't pray about curses as if you are the one going to break what? It's been broken already. If it's in your mind that you have to break it, and that is what will eat your joy. Because you find out that it is unbreakable by you.
So why is it that my boy Jesus didn't to break? There's nothing to break. You are breaking the air. So as you are breaking something that ought not to be broken, that's what Ecclesiastes says, that you are chasing after the wind. And boy, just imagine chasing after the wind. How tiring that will be. Because there is no substance to measure an output. Are you here with me at all? We are enforcing. Say, I'm enforcing my victory. Yeah. So when the symptom is there, you keep taking the medicine until the antibiotic clears the infection. Is that not so? Yeah, that's enforcement. Antibiotic against infection. We take you one. Sometimes the symptoms are there, but something is working. It may not be an instantaneous healing, but you keep taking it. The blood of Jesus, you keep confessing, I'm healed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And by the time you are done with the course, maybe after some days, you see that, Charlie, you are getting better. Sometimes when you take an antibiotic, you just smell it in your wee-wee. And then with the scholar, it's like, hey, I didn't increase here. Now, what is happening here? But just keep taking it. Some people will stop it. And then the thing will build, you know, resistance. And all of that. So just keep enforcing. Tell somebody, keep enforcing. Am I preaching or what is it? Am I preaching? Keep enforcing. You were taught to break cases. Break. Once we break here, I'm upper 50. You are broken. You are past 30, 40, 50. You are still breaking. And you think coming here, I will help you to break. No. Look, I said, ask somebody, why? Are you angry with me? For teaching you the truth. That you are angry with me. Charlie, I'm not carnal like that, though. At least the hand of the Lord is upon me. Are you here at all? Yes. Enforcement. These things, you see, when you eat falsehood that looks like truth, it will take your joy away. Like this small thing that I said. I know some of you are here, you are arguing with me. Pastor, you don't know what is happening in my family. Listen. Recently, me and Evans, we bent some juju here. I'm the one that called the person and said, you, they have given you juju. It's in your house. Bring it. It's not my member. God showed me and I said, if you don't bring it, I'll send it by courier. And the courier brought it. Courier the juju. So me and Evans, we bent the juju. We bent it around here. Have you bent juju? Me that is bending juju, I'm telling you that if you are in Christ, you are not carrying any curse. You that doesn't bend juju. He said, Pastor, you don't know the thing that is in my family. Me, I'm the one bending the thing that is in the family. Better believe, oh. With Jesus, Pastor. Oh, dear. I will be free as a more powerful man of God to help you break the juju. Then after a while, you will see that powerful man of God, you know, when you say you know me, and I say, hey, he's my pastor. He's very powerful. Then you left powerless to powerful. You just find that not knowing where you left, you know, it's powerful already. You have to change your mind. When you swallow falsehood that looks like truth, you'll be fighting for a certain manifestation that you will never have. And it will weary you. And that's how you'll be sad. So there are many things that have been preached to us. Right now, what I actually see is that a lot of great men of God, whom we look to as fathers, are going back into teachings that will enslave us than will liberate us. But you have to read the Bible for yourself. Because it is only the truth that will set you free. When you are told you are cursed and you believe you are cursed, that is the battle of your life. Question is, when Jesus comes into your life, will the symptoms of whatever is called a curse immediately leave your life? Some people is yes. Some people it takes a process. But you, dear, you are not cursed though. Having Christ, having Christ, yeah, you are not cursed. So when you have Christ, you use it to enforce your victory. Praise the Lord. This line, is it okay for everybody?
reinforce your victory. Until you see the change. Yeah, until you see the change. Too powerful. Say, there's a joy set before me. One more time. Say, I grab that joy set before me. Is a Wednesday service powerful? Yeah. Maintain your fire. When you have an untruth, it can quench your fire. Because you'll be doing something that doesn't work in your eyes, but it's not supposed to work. It's not supposed to work. So without that output, you get frustrated. You get frustrated. I want you to pray small. Say, whatever I do in business, it prospers. My children shall prosper. My business will prosper. I will prosper. I am so blessed. Ikolaba, speak in the spirit. Meleso klepe lia sotala. Ikualata kala pataya. Eshtele predika la pataya. Lefreto shekle tosila prate. Itualaka brata kaliza prataya. Itualaka la parasa. Shema kapatahas. Thank you, Lord. One day, Israel was in trouble and the Lord sent an angel to Gideon. When the angel went to Gideon, he referenced Gideon as a mighty man. But before that, Gideon was telling the angel, why are you even here in the first place? I'm the least in my family. My family is the least in the tribe, in the clan, in the tribe, in the nation. Why are you looking for somebody? I'm not the person you should be looking for. See, the angel wants to so Gideon so. No one says also. See, you are a mighty man of valor. Gideon said, my tribe is the least. Clan is the least in that tribe. My family is the least in that. And I'm the least in my family. You can't be telling me I'm a mighty man of valor. The angel said, you are a mighty man of valor. You see, there is how you perceive who you are. And there's how God perceives who you are. And God will continue on his own perception of who he thinks you are based on what Christ has done. If you like, keep your smallness to yourself. But when he's sending you, he's sending you based on what he thinks he has made you. And the earlier you shift to his own platform, the better for you. You are a mighty man of valor. Stop thinking the way you are thinking. Stop thinking so. Why? At my age, who cares about your age? Charlie, when we enter love, we don't care about age. Oh, what are you talking about? The love has entered as you are talking about age. Charlie, these days, young men are marrying people of their mother's age. Our marriage has become very dynamic. Give a big clap offering to Jesus. If you are not careful, you would disqualify yourself from what God has qualified you for. You are a mighty man of valor. Why am I messaging men to me and to us? Charlie Joy, I'm a baby boy. I know what you mean. I know. We are magnetic power. Psalm 100, verse 2. Look at Psalm 100, verse 2. Psalm 100, verse 2 says something. It said, serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. Serve the Lord with what? With gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. The Lord expects us to retire from his service when we lose our joy. The moment you lose your joy in his service, that's your retirement time. That's it. You are not
You are not worth the service. So serve the Lord with joy. Serve the Lord with excitement. Serve the Lord with gladness. If the gladness is not on ground, that's your retirement. It's an automatic retirement. Until you find your joy to serve Him, you are not an employee. Because what will qualify you, one of the key things that will qualify you to serve the Lord is gladness. Is what? I can't hear you. What is it? Come before His presence with what? Sing. And please, when you are glad, it will show. One of the ways it will show is that you'll be singing. So a way that we know that you are not glad is that when we are all singing, you'll be standing there but as if you gave birth to the Holy Ghost. You'll be singing. Where is your singing? Where is your gladness? And I'm telling you, by the special grace of God, I've seen this anointing, you know, at a certain level, that it is impossible to continue to grow and function in the anointing without joy. You pray in sadness. Pray and see if the anointing will flow the way it has to flow. Some of us, we are addicted to being sad. That's why you can't fetch the joy. It's like when you are sad, the sadder you are, the finer you think you are in your head. So you use sadness to cultivate our love and care for you. Why is that crying? And we change your mood. Send your baby son, say, oh yeah. Are you fine? What's happening? Why is it that we cannot enjoy you? As somebody, are you enjoyable in your house? How about in your workplace? How about this church? Why? Ask somebody, why? No joy, no gladness. No singing. When we are singing, you see that I'm dancing. Co-pastor is dancing. That's why you are there when there's someone who to home. I want to home. We are sure. Ask somebody, we are sure. Because failure cannot be fatal enough. We are despising the shame because of the joy set before us. Because we know that. And then it is. But the real arrangement of Christ is that, oh, joy cometh in the morning. Lift your spirit up. Brother, sister, somebody died. And so, people will always die. Sorry for your loss. But life goes on. And the Lord is still alive. The Bible said, because He lives. Barakwa shakalapa takaya. Sometimes somebody will die. You'll be thinking, you will lose your joy. You'll be thinking, why am I here? What am I here for? Really, somebody died, so that's existentially you have vanished because somebody died. Hey, now where are Kuku Odi Reed Brand? I read Brand in you and to who? Wow, like no man, take it easy. Charlie, things do happen. Sometimes we are afraid. That's why the church is even afraid to preach on tribulation. But tribulation is part of the... Didn't you see the scripture Jesus said? He said, here, I'll give you houses. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. With persecution. The liver you like, no, it has a bile. Can you be steady in your enjoyment? To be steady. And I'm saying, let me preach. People have low energy. Nehemiah says the joy of the Lord is your strength. One of the ways demons find it easy to defeat you is that they come and meet a spirit that is deflated, a spirit that doesn't have energy, a spirit that is not alive, a spirit that is smoldered. You are already down, so it's easy for them to just be walking on you. Are you here with me at all?
That's why you see some people, they are sad. 3 days, they have no bath. It's not easy. What a sadness. Shaka paragada gada gayas. Small broken heart. Me washa who Nico. Nico.
Nico.
Nico. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Oh, Nico. Oh, Nico. Nico, kwa manenko. Me washa, who Nico? Me washa. I've never seen anybody walking on the street that they've written on the person responsible for the death of this one. They've written on a person, that's the inscription. Wow. No more will come Jesus cry and drown more. What the okay, and say when a break in the heart, no, we empty. Nami have me home. Moody mother, Nami. Tell somebody you need joy. Oh. Ah, you need joy. You can't go through this life, you know, receiving things like people without hope. We have hope in Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. When things happen in our lives, one of the things that makes us to stand and still move on is because we have Christ. Did something happen? Too powerful. Yeah, I'm making some changes in your workplace. Nah, you have lost your joy. You are looking for yourself. You can't find yourself. Hey, I'm a me way. Hey, I'm a way. Hey, I'm a. Why you rama? You can't find yourself. Obi afrewa me frewa back. Obi afrewa me back. Hey, he never say I'm crazy. So you can't find yourself, though. You can't pick any call. You are mentally engaged and over-engaged. As if the whole world should know that is what you are going through. Why are they even disturbing you? Wow. We don't know. And even if we knew, we don't care. Because what you are going through, no, nothing new under the sun. Paul told them, he said, brethren all over the world are going through the same stress. It's not new. It's just your turn. Tell somebody, it's not new. It's not new. It's just your turn. I don't know why I'm preaching to somebody like that. It's not new. It's just your turn to feel it small. But you'll be fine. Tell somebody you're already fine. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Tell somebody you're already fine. I have some exam to do. And this exam. The thing was just titi me. Sometimes can really take your joy away. Titi me. You do baby, I'm catching him say, class when you're my bong. Samina my bong, crying yamin kwa na my bong. And no. Because sometimes you will learn and get to a point then you when you are trying to recollect, it's as if there's nothing inside that your head. And it can frustrate you. You now turn it on people. Be careful. When the exam starts, your mind will start. If you are not careful, you will destroy the future before you get to the testimony. That's why you need to have joy. You need to have joy before the trouble starts. When the trouble starts, import joy. Do what? I can't hear you. Import what? Joy. Meti, I'm so in your case. What's the pastor? Obu, I'm your guest. Yeah, joy. You need joy. What do you need?
Joy.
Some people watch Ghana Blasters match with a lot of anxiety. I say, why? Why do you watch football with anxiety?
You are watching somebody do something and you are anxious. Like, why? A bit to me. You see, the end is, oh, you share and win to me, Jana, when you have a attack, no chashi, you know, wow. Investors, you know. Why? Petroid is a Munguana, no.
Me ubwa oh yet there mem was I did anything was sorry da mem anything.
But there's a reason why a hey, born no boy. 22 people chasing a leather. A round leather with air inside of it. And one and are you too vested?
Can you rise? Because I need to finish this message. Please rise to about 5 people and walk in your priestly anointing and tell them, you need joy. I see that you need joy. I need joy, eh? Thank you for telling me. You need tons of... Should I stop this message?
No.
I should do it serious, small boy. Some of you need Joyoma Queen. Like the way people need Chloroquine. Take it doses, morning dose of Joyoma Queen. Take one morning, take one afternoon. Before meal. This one is not after meal because some of you, your sadness will not even allow you to eat. So this one, when you take it, you know, it will give you appetite and healing at the same time. The Bible said joy comes in the morning. Comes. Call it to come. It must come. Joy comes. Eh? Send your out in wrong. You will, you see, joy, you know, it will not automatically feel free inside of you. Faith cometh. Are you here? Whatever cometh, you must cultivate it. Oh, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So when you give your heart, your spirit, a channel to hear, faith boosting message, then faith will start coming. If you give your ears, your heart to faith eating messages. The Bible said the spies, the 12 spies, they came back with a bad report. And when they told the congregation, all of them, they went into weeping, vexed in their spirit. There's a way that bad report can just scatter you. That's why you don't give your ears and your heart to foolish people and foolish voices and foolish things. Am I preaching here? Guard your heart from what enters. You heard that somebody had cancer and they died. Well, it's sad, but glory be to God. Something that is inevitable. Some of you, your drama, eh? Social media and I'm announcement. I am more pronounced when it's so. Yes, we. And I want to say, hey, I'm saying, ain't you be a baby to me so? Because first, now we are school, I will be our corner baby, our schoolmate, and then social media and tea. Build the social networks. 2 women owns a minus 1, minus 2. Minus 3 and senior minus here, but my platform is really there. Is here, I 5 now. I will 2 ludo, 6 miludo, 3 miludo. Pastor Macha says, yes, you may because my classmate didn't know. Moko, TM said, the probability that next year, I'm a corner, very high. So we say, why? Why are you tying your life to other people? You hear that somebody has cancer now. Hey, me, I'm your uniform.
And your mind can play on you. I say, baby, I'm a child. I say, baby, hey, hey. You look at somebody and say, hey! I never had some crying. Some months or years ago, Benihin Koda Hospital, no, so your mom, what is a Benihin Koda Hospital? Say, hey, na Benihin Boni. Benihin, Holy Ghost container. Hey, na daddy a bra, na diabede. Na bacho Benihin echo so. Is it a standard of life? Be what? Coming down. I see joy in your life. Oh, joy comes in the morning. This is your morning. Receive joy in Jesus' name. You have to rise up in the morning. Things are not going as expected, but have a pump, have a spring in your steps. That my hope is built on nothing else. Makosha lapataka. My case is different. Ilekwata la krazota prataka la pataya. Jelia pretekle tosala. Me. Every time I say, God forbid, even if it is bad, my last show, it should be enjoyable. That is, if right now I'm feeling very anxious and it's looking like sad time when I'm baby wa. This is the time I must have enjoyment. I'm not dying in sadness. No, the end of the righteous is good. Once you start entering into good, you see that the life, you know, is there. Some people, they live your life and they will be watching your status, how you are communicating. And then it's emboldening. Then I come. Minka obe shau beu, beu. Status. Some of you communicate your mood on your status. Say, ah, now about your hands on tiapo. Oh, an wafra dancha me say me yanamo betemere. You have no cover up. Receive healing in Jesus' name. Status is not for representing your mood, especially if it's negative. When you are vulnerable, that's not when you show predators that I'm around. You are sad and you put it there. Emoji. It's cloudy day. And say, I'm tired yet. You see, me who not say, I'm tired yet. I would not even ask, what is she selling? But me say, market is good. You say, hey, I didn't know what you say, market is good. Then I'll call. What are you selling? Then you tell me what you got. Because good news brings productivity. Bad news, sad news. Man, then why not smile me? Ma, grab baby, so say. Like some of you are experts of sadness and sad news. It doesn't add anything to your life. Bible says that who has worried and added a strand, that means a strand of, that means that worry does not add. It doesn't add. It will subtract from your life. Be happy. Look at somebody say, you are nicer when you are happy. You didn't say it well. Please, who's running panel in general? Move to about three people. I won't show answer. You look nicer when you are happy. Look nicer when you are joyous, pa. And so have joy. Enkoye bekoye. Sopata kalapa katakata. Ah, I think somebody's prophecy is what just happened. Listen, enkoye no. Ebekoye wo Yesu dimo. Receive joy here right now. I am determined that I'm not. You the Obey say, yeah, to turn you one, yeah, my boss, yeah, to turn you one, and you pan on my hand, yeah, joyful. I mean, you know, if you stay in a free walk, yes, bring joy here. We came here for joy. In the presence of God, there is fullness of what? No sadness. So, when you're ready, so, you need to join me, free walk. Came here to celebrate the victories of Jesus Christ. Don't bring your sadness and come and sell it to us in ministration. Jesus has won for us. We didn't come here for you. If you can't get over what your husband has done, what your wife has done, what your children have done, get out. Get out from that stage. We came here for joy. We came here for celebration. Are you here with me at all? Pastor, who preach our air? Come on. We are not members in the service. So, Pastor, now you're fine. Pastor, now you're fine. Pastor, don't tap. You're not a good soldier. A good soldier will take the bullet and be marching on. Will bleed, but be marching on. Everything now, you want to expose your wound to somebody. Responding to me. Send a dear name, young. Send a name, yeah. Send a name, yeah. We are usually what? Receive joy, receive joy, receive joy. Has anyone received joy? Tell somebody your future is greater than you have thought of. So receive joy and enter your future. One more time. Tell someone, receive joy and enter your future. Your real best future. Receive joy and enter there. Can you give the Lord a big clap of praise and shout of glory here? Joy. When Jesus rose from the grave, the women that went to the graveside, when they saw him, they were weeping. He said, weep not, weep not, weep not. Jesus met the dead of the dead son of the woman of Nain. And as they were weeping, going to bury the church, said, madam, weep not. When you meet Christ, your weeping must end. I'm not saying you will not be sad. You know, if sometimes you have to cry. If you have to cry, cry. But that you have entered into grieving. And it's like, cry now, let Christ take over. And you don't hold something that you have committed to Christ to handle. Why are you holding it? You have committed to his hand. Leave it now. Hello? Or you have given contract and you are doing it. Ah. This building we are building, my peer asked me, that is so rings in the eternal. And how one? I'm saying, am I the contractor? I'm asking, am I the contractor? That's a headache of the contractor. That's not my headache. Why should I give contract to somebody and carry the headache of the person? Oh. So, or you put umbrella over the building. A contractor not going to engineering school. Some of you handle the matter to Jesus. And you are still holding it. Because you are trying to carry something that is not in your level. Jesus said, cast your care upon me. My burden is lighter. Yoke is easier. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Prophesy to yourself. Say, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes. Come it, and I receive that joy. Lift your hands and
Let's praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We are fueling the fire with joy. Give you 5 minutes. Speak in the spirit. I'm anointed with fresh oil. I'm anointed with new life. My future is great. Whatever is happening around me is for a season. I receive the permanency of God's blessing. Joy rises. Pray now. I activate the joy of the Lord in my heart. Come on now. I activate the joy of the Lord. I activate the joy of the Lord. I activate the joy of the Lord. Mashekole peredos, eklepeteliatose, ishokele parada, asekele perede, eshola badagadaba, atalagabadada, ashada badabadada, ashada labadabadada, ashala badabade, ekwata ta 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 ta. Your hands, say, Father. Oh, I can hear you. Say, Father, I am the expression of your beauty, the expression of your wisdom. Whatever happens in my life doesn't define who I am. You are the one that defines who I am, and who you have made me is what defines who I am. Because you are in me, I am already perfect. I am a strong person. I am beautiful. I am not ugly. I am favored and accepted by all men, by all systems. I am not disadvantaged because the Holy Spirit is living inside of me. Wherever the Holy Spirit is accepted, I am also accepted because I am the one who houses the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Spirit of the Lord is in me. I can never be put to shame. My future is secured. I can't hear you say, my future is secured.
my ministry, my family life, my career life, they are all secured. I am not under threat. Nothing is about to kill me. I can never die until the Lord himself takes me away of this earth. No power is permitted to take away my life, because the blood is speaking. I shall never die. The blood is fighting on my behalf and has won the battle. I cannot die. I will not live in fear. I am blessed. Hey! Oh, give some five people high five. Say, this is the real you coming out. The real you is coming out. What a joy.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.